At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.
Are you passionate about making a positive impact on a child's life? Then listen to this. Alpha Best Education, a national after-school program provider, is searching for site coordinators and group leaders in your area. At Alpha Best, enjoy career growth, no weekend work, part-time benefits, and deep tuition discounts for team members. Apply now with a quick 3-minute application. Just go to alphabest.org/careers. That's alphabest.org/careers. Make a difference. Join Alpha Best Education.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda, at first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up Cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if, odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
Whether you're home or away, stay connected to your team with T-Mobile, the network that covers 99% of people in America. They've been investing billions to light up their best network ever. From your backyard to a sold-out stadium, get T-Mobile's best coverage yet. Plus, with T-Mobile, you get a price lock guarantee, so they won't raise the rate of your talk, text, and data ever. There's never been a better time to switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Coverage not available in some areas. Price lock exclusions like taxes, fees, select promos, and third-party services apply. See T-Mobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another edition of the Boxing Voice Radio. I am your host, Nesta Gibbs, joined alongside the one and only Ringwalk Danny, coming to you live from the Wynn Casino out of the Blue Wire Studio. What up, champ?
What up?
I see you. Yeah. I didn't even know that you did the swap-a-roo.
Yeah, shout out to Hardin. You know, it's a cold day, so I had to
pick up some swag.
Yeah, I had to go pick up the flowers. So shout out to Hardin, man. We had to go pick up the flower, and I figured I'd pick up some swag. It is a pretty nippy day today. Mm. So picked this up, picked a beanie up. So, yeah, man, not just do they have the fire flower, they got the fire gear as well.
For sure, man. So much to talk about, man. We're going to have Keyshawn Davis.
In just a few minutes.
Silver Olympian. 7-0, right? Or is he at 8-0 now?
7-0, I believe.
I'll double check.
Yeah,
but Keyshawn has been making some noise. And I mean,
7-0.
Five
knockouts.
His potential next opponent, it got me interested. You know, obviously we're going to discuss him calling out Schofield, and I quote, "I'm going to hurt that kid." But he's got another quote with a fight that is on his side of the street where he says he can't wait to put his hands on him. And that's Jeremiah Nakatilia. And the reason that that's so big to me is because it's going to automatically put the comparisons. He's putting the pressure on himself and possibly on Shakur, which is insane to me because Shakur is so accomplished. So to see Keyshawn jump in there already with someone that a former unified champion beat, I don't know. I mean, and how many fights does Jeremy Nakatilia even have? Like, this is a big step up. So I guess my first question to you, and is that the poll question? Will Top Rank really give him Jeremiah Nakatilia?
I mean, I think you got to give him somebody, I would say, in the top 100, you know, top 100 in the world. I would say someone along the lines of Mercito, of a Anthony Yigit, someone along the of a Gamboa, you know, so, along those lines. Would you say that I think Nakatilia perhaps is a bit more, a bit ahead?
Yeah, I forgot we got no cough button on this.
You
one
got now. Yeah, you got no cough button.
I know.
Look,
I see how it works, fams. That being said, Nakatilia only has two losses. One of those losses come to a Russian that we've never heard of, who was undefeated at the time, turned around and lost about four times to other Russians we never heard of, but that's okay. The other loss, obviously, at the hands of Shakur Stevenson. And that's why, again, this is a very big step up on the popularity scale.
I'm gonna be honest. That's what's intriguing to you. I'm ready to ask about Floyd Schofield, and
that's not gonna happen.
And no, I'm just, you know, I'm intrigued because there seems to be some history there.
History.
I just feel like, you know, individuals talking very greasy. You know, I don't think this came out of nowhere. I think there might be there might be some history there.
Well, we'll definitely find out. And by history, you mean sparring or potential amateur wins or losses?
Yeah, potentially both, yeah. Or either or. So he should be joining us any second. He did receive the link, so.
Perfect.
Yeah, whenever he's ready,
but
he'll jump
while
on.
We wait for him, you know, my opinion over the Schofield is, I believe I've seen people reporting the Schofield's injured, right? I'm pretty sure I seen Blue Blood report the Schofield got injured. He even used the word serious, but I didn't hear the video to see what happened. Outside of that, that puts Schofield at 13 wins, 12 knockouts, I believe, or he's too shy of having a perfect record of knockouts. So I just don't see Golden Boy working with Top Rank at this level. It's two prospects. Obviously, Keyshawn, more accolades because of the amateur systems, but Schofield probably. I don't even know that Schofield is ahead as a professional just because he has more fights. Because, again, Keyshawn, the level of opposition. He just was in there with Juan Carlos Burgos, right? Pretty sure.
Keyshawn's last fight was against Burgos.
Exactly.
That was an 8-rounder at the Garden. He has the WB.
Oh, it was only an 8-rounder. So Schofield is ahead because he's been in one or two 10-rounders. Let me double check.
Yeah, pull that up. Yeah, so his last three have been 8-rounders. And that was for the WBO Intercontinental Lightweight.
Last three have been 8-rounders.
Yes.
So the normal recipe is 4-4-4-4. You know? So they cut that leash off you. So it's like 4-4-rounders, 4-6-rounders, 4-8-rounders. It's time. You know? It's time to get in them 10 rounds and them championship 12.
So that was Schofield's first fight.
Out of 10.
At a 10-round fight.
And he's already had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 8-rounders.
Yep.
And remember that rounds cost money. So a 4-round bout is cheaper than a 6-round and an 8-round.
Keyshawn, he only fought 1 4-rounder.
And that shows you right there.
3 6-rounders, and now he's had 3 8-rounders. So maybe the next one is a 10-rounder. We'll ask him when he joins us.
Possibly. Possibly. That's interesting. That's interesting. They capped him. You said 1 4-rounder. So they let him graduate from the door.
Yo, and Keyshawn, I always tell him he's fought on like great undercards. You know, this early in his career, like in great locations, he fought on that Canelo undercard, made his pro debut in Miami when Canelo had Jay Baldwin walk him out. Then he fought on the Jermell Herring, Carl Frampton card in Dubai. Then he fought on the Canelo Billy Joe card in Cowboy Stadium. You know, he's fought at the Garden twice, MGM Grand, Prudential. Pretty decent venues to start off your career. Only 7 pro fights.
Absolutely. And that's what I'm saying. What he's doing is garnering attention. And I think that this next move of trying to lock in Jeremiah Nakatilia, a guy that was linked to Jermaine Ortiz, a guy that was in the ring with Shakur Stevenson, you beat this guy, and now we're looking at you as championship level, right? Or what was the perception of Nakatilia Stevenson?
I mean, I feel like that was a fight Shakur received criticism for. That was right before his title shot at 130 against Jermell Herring. Timothy Bradley specifically, I remember having comments, and I remember Shakur voicing that after the Herring win because of the previous fight. So, you know, then he and let's not remember that was at 130 pounds. Now he's been at 135. His last fight he moved up and knocks out Miguel Burchelt.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of just goes to show.
Yeah. No. Wow. If Keyshawn could beat Nakatilia, I mean, after Nakatilia's biggest win is Burchelt, that's huge. And shout out to Burchelt. What an amazing guy.
Boxer got a number 7 in the world at the 135-pound division.
Nakatilia?
Yes.
And that's what I'm saying. Check where he's at in the BC, bro. He's like number 8. Bro, like Keyshawn would be jumping hella rank. I just wonder if they're really going to do it, or this is just him calling someone out.
What do you mean?
I wonder if Top Rank is really going to put Keyshawn in there with Jeremiah Nakatilia, or this is just Keyshawn calling out Nakatilia.
Yes. I think it's a very doable fight. You know what I'm
but
saying?
How possible? This is what I'm going to do. That's going to be our poll. I think.
Does Top Rank make the fight?
Yeah.
So, yes, he is number 8.
I'm telling you.
On the WBC side, where Keyshawn is not ranked.
That's what I'm telling you. This would be the biggest step up.
Yo, so look, WBO, Jeremiah is number 10, Keyshawn's 11.
They would have to pay him, right? Because Nakatila is going to be like, why am I going to fight that guy?
Yeah, I mean, he is ahead of him in the WBO rankings by one spot, so.
Ahead of who? Keyshawn is number what?
11, and Jeremiah is number 10.
Wow. So, they made him, he's almost top 10 already with 7 fights?
Yes, on the WBO side.
Wow.
That's interesting.
Bro, he's really number 11. Let me get a screen share. I don't think anyone knew that. That's like an Instagram post, bro. Keyshawn is number 11. That's like saying he's top 10 with 7 fights. That's huge. Yeah. Now that fight makes sense. I mean, being number 11 and Nakatila 10, why wouldn't Top Rank make that fight?
Yeah, and you know, obviously Keyshawn and his team did what they had to do to get
Should
the,
I even ask that anymore?
To get the WBO Intercontinental. I mean,
should that be the question, or should there be the question who wins and how? Or do you think it's an easy win for Davis?
I think let's start off with the first one, and then once he tells us if that's the direction they really want to go in, because, you know, damn, that's crazy. Well, I just can't believe that I didn't know.
That he's 11.
Just to put things into perspective. So, okay, Floyd Schofield's number 10 in the WBA. Michel Rivera's number 11 coming off that loss in the WBA.
Which is insane. Just think about all the people he fought and he drops to 11. Schofield has fought who and he's 10?
Jojo Diaz is at 11.
And he's fought everybody.
In the WBC. And Ryan is 11 in the IBF. Good company to be in, I guess.
I'm going to put yes, no, too soon for Davis. Am I being unfair by not giving options to Nakatila other than none, really? It's just yes, no, too soon for Davis, easy win for Davis. Or Davis is ready. What? No, I don't know. Should I take the yes and no? Stick to yes and no? Danny's a stick to yes and no guy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm texting him right now. It looks like he's having some issues. I thought that they saw him in there.
Yeah, he was in there. His mic wasn't working. Ask him to jump out and jump back in is what Brian wanted. So we do got Keyshawn somewhere around there. And hopefully we could get him on and get these questions answered, because that's a huge step. Because, I mean, so much pressure. You putting pressure on the world. Like, yo, Shakur's in that division.
Who got Gustavo Lemos?
Samson. Bro, did you hear me? Shakur's in that division.
Of course. But that's the fight they've both said that won't ever happen.
That's what I'm saying. But you're both highly ranked at 35?
Oh, yeah. I mean, Shakur's number one.
Well,
BC,
technically,
right?
Not. Technically,
no,
not.
Oh, no, yeah, number three.
He's negotiating with everyone but the number one, because they don't like the number one, didn't want it. Yeah. It just makes you think. I don't think anyone is noticing that, like, because of these rankings we talked about, it's like this division has moved so rapidly. Like, Keyshawn being at number 11.
It looks like he's having audio issues. He says he can't hear anything we're saying.
I don't know. Keyshawn being number 11, right? Hypothetically, Top Rank gives him the fight with Nakatila. That means that legit, by the end of the year, he could be in a tank fight. Technically, he's, you know, would, you know, depending how you beat Nakatilia, you're top 10, you're top five. And yeah, you got to be talked about with the top five, the Tanks of the world, you know, the Devins of the world, the Shakurs of the world. This is a huge step up. It's a huge step up. This puts him in crazy position. I'm with you, Decatur, Georgia, Lidge Low. They're ranked highly. They haven't fought the ranking yet, you know. Fighting Nakatilia might make them top five, right? At least in the WBO. Yeah, I mean, look, if you're looking at, you got Vasil, he's going to handle himself with Devin. My opinion, he loses to Devin, he drops. But that's what I'm saying. That means that Keyshawn could end up in a fucking Vasil Lomachenko fight. Hypothetically, he loses to Devin, he drops in ranking.
Right.
Keyshawn beats Nakatilia, he moves up in ranking. Where do they meet?
No,
six, seven, eight.
I mean, Yoshino's right there in the mix as well.
And he's gonna
fight
get
Shakur. You know, probably drop after the loss. So, but let's wait no longer. Let's get Keyshawn on and ask him because there's plenty of questions to ask. Absolutely. So let's bring on Keyshawn Davis, the silver medalist.
Champ, what is up? I am excited.
What's up, man?
I'm excited. We've been talking while we've been trying to connect with you. If you really could get this Jeremiah Nakatilia fight, it's like you are setting your own trend in the pace that you have set. I mean, we were just talking, like, hypothetically, I'm obviously picking Devin over Loma, which means he'll drop in ranking from number one. You're at 11. If you fight and beat Jeremiah Nakatilia, I can see them putting you at 6, 7, 8, especially when I got your brother Shakur beating Shoshino, so he's going to get dropped. It just means that by August, November, maybe end of the year, Keyshawn can be in a true big fight with a recognizable name, that household name. Like, you can be in there with a Loma, you can be in there with a Devin, you can be in there with a Tank by the end of the year based off the rankings. Do you feel that way?
Yeah, definitely. Me just keep developing this year, you know, skillfully, it's gonna show for itself.
It's one of those days where your to-dos are all over the place. On the list, a teeth cleaning at 6 a.m. Returning the not-so-fake cowhide rug at 9. Grabbing custom party hats for Jane's half-birthday at lunch. Scooping up a vintage stereo from Marketplace in Bethesda. At first to show up with cash, p.m. And picking up cousin Rick at Dulles at 3 a.m. Zip if odd errands at odd hours. With Zipcar, you can book cars near you in D.C. anytime you want, with gas included. Which makes days like this, well, just another day. Join and drive in minutes at Zipcar.com.
It's crazy because we were going through the resume and you only had one four-rounder. And I was telling Danny, obviously, development, like you used, it's four of each, but you've been doing less of those rounds, meaning you only had one four-rounder.
On 3 6-rounders, you've had 3 8-rounders. Is 10 rounds next, or are you having another 8-rounder? Obviously, Nakatilia's last fight was a 10-rounder. He has fought 12, so I'm just curious, would you be willing to take that fight in a 10-rounder?
Well, for starters, my pro debut was a 6-rounder. Before the Olympics, I fought 3 times. It was all 6. And then after the Olympics was a top-ranked debut, which that was a 6. And every fight after that was 8s. My next fight coming up will be a 10-rounder. All this year, I'm fighting contenders. All this year, I'm fighting names that y'all know. And all this year, just expect for me, just like I said, keep developing. The skills going to show for itself. And to answer your question, by the end of this year, yes, I'm fighting a big name. and Keyshawn Davis gonna be in a big fight at the end of this year, whether it's for a world title or to get to that world title.
So is it a combination of hunger and, you know, wanting to be great and wanting to get to that certain tax bracket? Or is it that you're just competitive? I mean, because really, it's outside of a Loma, right? Loma did it, I said, three fights. And then you got Rigo. I think, if I'm right, Guillermo Rigondeaux did it in 12 fights.
I think Shakur, 13.
It seems like you're on track to be with those names about becoming a champion in umpteen amount of fights, you know?
Yeah, shoot. Well, I'm 7-0 now. I see myself about 11-0, 12-0, fighting for the world title. 10-0, fighting for the world title. I'm really feeling like after I get like 2 10-rounders under my belt, a couple more rounds just in general, I really feel like I'm ready for anybody. I'm ready for any challenge to my fights. I feel like that would be great for me promotionally too. And just keep walking this line that Top Rank put me on. I think everything's just going to lay out for me. And I feel like I'm going to be able to damn near probably pick a belt that I want to fight for. But just walking this straight line Top Rank putting me on, man, it's inevitable that I'm becoming a world champion. It's my time. I'm hungry. To answer your question, I'm hungry. I don't really too much care about the money. I don't care about nothing else. I'm hungry. I want to show the boxing world that it's a new star in the 135 division. It's a new star in boxing. You know what I'm saying? This year, I'm going to show it.
Keyshawn, is there a projected date? Do you have a time frame for your return? We last saw you in December.
Yep. Expect me to see me in the springtime. They didn't really give me a date yet, but just expect to see me in the springtime. I told them that I want to fight 4 times this year. They was planning for 3, but I told them 4. You know what I'm saying? So y'all can expect that.
Champ, what's more important to you in this next fight? Is Jeremiah Nakatilia's ranking being 10 and you 11? Or do you think the Kambosos name is bigger than the Nakatilia's number 10 ranking? Because George Kambosos is 13 in the WBO. You are 11 in the WBO. Nakatilia is 10 in the WBO.
I feel like, you know, just beating Nakatilia, first of all, it's a great fight. It's a great fight. Both of us do not back down for nothing. Both of us are front four fighters. One got power. Both really got power. You know what I'm saying? It just makes to be a great fight. Like, everybody is going to fight. We'll watch that fight. That fight is going to be a main event fight. So that's why I want fight, because it just makes sense, a main event fight, and that shit's going to be crazy.
What'd you make of his debut at 135 pounds? I got to say, I was quite surprised.
I was impressed.
That he knocked Miguel Burchell out. It was a great knockout, and the fact that he got the knockout, I was surprised. What was your thoughts on his performance, and how do you assess him now that he's at 135?
I think he's a stronger fighter now. I really think he's a stronger fighter now. He's moved up. He's most likely way more comfortable in weight, feeling stronger, faster, and with more confidence coming off a fight like that, which I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like fighting no fighter. I don't like fighting no broke down fighter. In development stages, okay, it makes sense, but I feel like I'm starting to walk in that path. I'm there. I feel like I'm there. It's time for me to show it. And like I said, that fight right there is just going to show it. Everybody, like, yeah, Keyshawn's on this level. He can fight Devin Haney's. He can fight Lomachenko's. He can fight Javante Tank Davis's. Keyshawn's on that level. Put him in there with them big fights. We want to see him win their big fights.
So Champ, you know, going that Nakatilia route is going to make that comparison.
Say that one more time.
I said, you know, going the Nakatilia route is going to give the world, you know, is going to open up the door for the world to make that comparison.
Between me and Shakur?
You know that.
You know it, Champ. And before you answer, here goes some more information. keep in mind, Shakur was criticized by Tim Bradley.
Yeah.
A lot of the world's like, oh, he moved because he's a puncher. So now, if you even fight him differently,
them comparisons gonna be there.
You know, so now let's say Keyshawn does it, and then use the back foot. Like it's going to open up doors, you know?
And then you know how the world is. Everybody know how close y'all is. So it's going to be like, well, Earl said he'll fight Jermell. So
not only what? Floyd and Mosley. It's like everybody wanted that fight. You know, I mean, it helps. Obviously, it don't have to happen next. I'm just saying it opens that door.
It's a Pandora's box. It's a Pandora's box.
Beautiful, beautiful.
And we just have to be realistic because that's the way the shit go, champ.
Imagine you knock him out. Yeah, right. What the hell is the world going to say if you knock out Jeremiah Nakatilia and on paper, even though Shakur beat him, that was allegedly his toughest fight because he was using the ring. Shakur's going to hate me for this. Shakur, keep in mind, me and Danny just drove 20 hours for you. So I still love you. This is just an honest assessment of what the world was saying after that fight.
I mean, they can, like, at the end of the day, the boxing voice, like, Keyshawn is going to do what Keyshawn want to do. Keyshawn don't go off nobody. Keyshawn listens to his team. Keyshawn listens to his family. And Keyshawn does what the fuck he wants to do. I don't care what the fans talking about for the most part. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to do what God sent me out to do. The fans don't run nothing. The fans don't control nothing. I'm my own narrative. And I'm going to keep controlling it. Trust me.
So you don't mind the comparisons then?
They can compare it. You know, they can promote it. It's just, you know, that shit not going to happen. I ain't going to keep beating them in the head saying it. You know what I'm saying? Because they hate when I say it. But they can compare all they want to. You know what I'm saying? Compare two great fighters. I'm with that. But you know what I'm saying? The fight ain't going to happen.
There you go. This going to drive him wild, though. So, I'm sure you watched that fight with Shakur, and now that you want this fight with Jeremiah,
break it down. Yeah. How does it go?
Yeah. I know you know you're going to win. No, not you and Shakur. No. I'm saying since you watched Jeremiah and Shakur, now you want the fight with Jeremiah, you know, let us know how you plan on doing it.
How I plan on getting the fight?
No.
Getting the win.
Oh, getting the win?
Yeah.
Yeah, man. I want to fight. I like fighting fire with fire, honestly.
Oh, wow.
Like real shit. I like fighting fire with fire. And how I would do that is I'm not fucking backing up. Even though I know how to back up and fight off my back of my foot. Fuck all that. He thinks somebody be scared of his power. He think, you know. Like, he a great fighter. I ain't taking nothing away from him. And I'm not up here just talking shit about him. To answer your question, I'm going to fight fire with fire. He think he a hard puncher. He think this, that. I'm going to take everything he got. I'm going to take that shit right away. So fast. From the first round to the fucking 10th round, he going to know that he's not fucking beating me. It's just a different skill level is going to show. What I do respect about Jeremiah, though, he got a good pace. His pace is tremendous. Straight punches, and they coming straight from the chin. And his defense isn't bad as well. Long, lengthy arms. I'm going to take all that shit away, have him backing up the whole fight, and that's just what it's going to be.
Now, I want to ask, it's kind of hard not to even bring this up, because over the weekend, I'm just curious, what was you doing over the weekend, champ? Because, you know, I was tuned in to the games. I lost me some money on Sunday. How was your weekend? What'd you do this weekend? I'm curious.
Hey, shit, man. Really, I just opened up this. Me and my mother got this medical business that we opened up. So I was busy with that this weekend.
Okay.
Of course, I'm running and stuff like that. But this weekend, it was busy for me, but I got the chance to watch the games too. And Sunday, you know, that's how I ended off.
What about Saturday, champ? Did you tune in? You watch any TV Saturday night? Oh, was that Friday night?
The fights. Schofield. When you put the sleeping emoji.
Friday night. My bad. I couldn't tune in, champ. Yeah. I couldn't tune in, so.
So you wasn't impressed at all? You ain't impressed at all with Schofield? Because you put the like, what is it, like?
The yawning emoji.
Yawning emoji.
Nah, man. He's still a kid, man. He's still a kid, man. And not only that, I can see, like, he don't got that killer instinct in him. He don't got that. He ain't gritty.
Really?
That nigga ain't. That man ain't gritty. I see it in him. He ain't gritty. I'll go in there and bully that kid. My little brother beat him in the amateurs twice.
What's the definition of gritty for you? Like, what does that translate for you? I just want to know, because I feel like...
Gritty.
I was watching him. And actually, this is what I said. And I said people going to kill me for saying it. I don't want you to take it completely literal, but I seen shades of Tank in there. No?
What?
Shades.
What?
Shades, Keyshawn.
I hear you, but...
The explosiveness, the angles, the uppercuts, shades of Tank, champ. And everything is with power. And you know what else I was impressed with? Everything is with power, and he didn't gas. Like, everything is with power. He could use a jab more, obviously. But everything is like a boom, boom, and never him gas. Come on. Did he gas? That was his first 10 round. I ain't see him gas.
Nah, he ain't gas, but I mean, you're professional. You better not gas. You pros.
That's right.
Like, come on now. That's fucking elementary. We not supposed to be talking about whether a dude gasses or not. You know what I'm saying? We not worried about none of that shit.
So,
like I said, with the jab, he could use a more jab. Like, we going 10 rounds. Like, I think your jab should be down packed already. You going to 10-round fight.
So,
not only that, you going pace throughout the whole fight. You throwing all your punches just at one pace. You going one pace. You doing the same thing from round 1 to round 10. Like, that's the shit I look at. I don't just look at, oh, he got power, he's fast, and he's quick. Like, no.
What about the angles? Were you impressed with his angles?
I mean, like, I'm not on no hating shit or nothing, but like, I wasn't really impressed with that performance at all. Like, I didn't see nothing that made him stick out. Like, oh, okay, so you got some shit with you. It's like, okay, you got good footwork. I don't really see the power, but okay, you got power. I don't know. I don't see great in him. I just see like, okay, he's a good fighter.
Keyshawn, so you said that he's a kid, that you'd bully him. Do you feel that...
I'm going to hurt that kid.
I'm going to hurt that kid. There we go. So do you feel that it's the age? Because, I mean, he got more professional fights, more rounds, professional rounds fall. Obviously, you're decorated amateur silver medalist. But I'm curious, what do you think it is? Because you are older than him, but he does have more fights, more rounds.
Yeah, I just think it's just the experience. You know, I've been all around the world fighting, literally, sparring people, sparring top-notch pros. The reason why, a big reason why y'all knew me before I even went professional, because, you know, professionals was giving me credit because I could really fight, you know? So just sparring those guys and fighting all around the world plays a big difference in everything before turning pro. You know what I'm saying? That's why I chose the route that I chose, you know? Because I was developing fully before I went pro. I was a full pro before I went pro, you know what I'm saying? And he was a kid that turned pro and still trying to figure it out. It's a big difference. You know what I'm saying? When you pro, you fight one time, you wait a couple of months, and you fight again. Him turning pro early doesn't mean that he got better at a faster rate than me, because I'm fighting consistently around the world, five-day tournaments. So I'm getting better, like, back to back to back to back to back. You know what I'm saying? Him turning pro early, he got more fights than me, but I don't think he developed as much in between those fights. So it's really just an experience, I feel like.
Now, I might have missed something, and that's probably what it is, but could you clarify, because the picture you put up, you said... All I have to say is keep your father out of grown man business, only because I don't want him taking anything personal for when I beat his baby boy up. And then in the picture, it says, fathers, be the first to take shit personal. Stay out of my way and let me spank your baby boy for you with the crying laughing face. Then you got the clown emoji over the dad's face. Did he really say that his son would stop you in two rounds?
Yeah, he said it in an interview with somebody.
Okay. I figured because I'm like, something had to have been said for you to come at the pops.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie to you. If I fight somebody else that got his father, I'm gonna go at the father again. I'm gonna always go at the father. The fathers are going to get emotional. Once I fuck that corner up, I'm gonna fuck that son up. I'm gonna fuck the corner up, then I'm gonna fuck the son up. Excuse my language, I'm sorry.
Nah, this ain't for kids. So, Champ, I feel like people, you know, we talk so much, right? Me and Danny do two shows a day, so we talk a lot, and a lot gets misinterpreted, right? So we obviously pick you for the win, but we are gamblers, so we also picked you for the knockout. So, you know, I was desperately thinking you was going to... I went off you. You also did interviews telling us you was going to knock this guy out, and I'm as high on you as you are on yourself, so I wanted you to be the first guy to knock this guy out. Now, I'm not a big bettor at all. Like, I literally bet $1 and $2. The most $5. Like, you know, we do it for fun. How were you disappointed at all that you didn't get the knockout?
For sure. When I was stepping out that ring, my head was down. But I told myself, like, first of all, Keyshawn, all these people is looking at you. Pick your head up. You feel me? So I picked my head up and I fake smile and stuff. As I walked in the back going to get medical attention after a fight, you know, my friend Jessica was back there with me and she was just like, bro, you tripping? Like, you look amazing out there. Like, this is my best fight. Yada, yada, yada. She kept going on and on and on. So then I started like feeling a little better about myself. Like, all right, maybe I am tripping. But like initially, my first reaction, I was sad. Like, damn, I proved everybody right. Type shit. Even though I look good, I just felt like I proved everybody right in that moment.
You looked amazing. Your stamina was insane. Your output was insane. This dude is, I can't believe how durable he is. I really thought, because you never drop your pace, bro. So absolutely, she is right. This was an amazing performance. I mean, you showed levels. This guy barely touched you. Did you seek out for CompuBox? Do you know how many punches landed and how many not landed on yourself?
Yeah, right off the top, I don't know exactly, but I definitely, after the fight, it shows the CompuBox numbers throughout the whole fight. So I definitely seen it. It was about, like, all the punches in total landed. It was about 48%.
Yeah, you did a number on him. He's just a guy that wouldn't go, and because everything was in combination too. You rarely threw a 1-2.
How much film do you watch, or is that something that you kind of leave up to BOMAC and Coach Red?
Nah, I mean, I'm a student of the game, man. Just now I was on live training in my house and I had boxing on. Like, I'm a student of the game. Like, I'm not just gonna listen. I'm really not going to listen to what nobody tell me unless I know for a fact it's true. So that's just me. I got to go back and watch and study and just know every little tweak you got.
So how many fights of Burgos would you say? Because, I mean, he's fought a lot of guys, so there's a lot of film out there on him. How many fights did you watch of his?
I watched him and Mikey Garcia. I watched him and Hector. I watched him and Martinez. And I watched him and Devin Haney, and I watched one more fight. So like five fights.
Okay. Probably the Xavier Martinez, maybe. I think that was a Showtime fight, so.
Yeah, like when I see him fight Xavier Martinez though, like I was like, oh shit. Like, okay. It just showed me how tough this man was. Like, he took punches. It was one time he got caught and fell on the ropes like this and woke back up and kept punching. I was like, when I seen that, I'm like, damn, I stopped this dude? But I feel like I didn't stop him because it was an 8-round fight. Mm. I feel like if it was a 10-round fight, the ref would have went in that corner and like, man, hell nah. You know what I'm saying? But since it was an 8-round fight and he's a veteran, I feel like they were just feeling like, man, just let him finish it out.
Mm. You ain't lying.
Politics.
You ain't lying because he took shots, man. And you had a good ref in there. You had the IBF ref, Willis, Steve Willis.
Oh, yeah. I loved him too, like shit. He was the best ref I had in pro right now. Shout out to Willis, man.
Yeah, man.
His reaction when you was landing combinations, he just like, oh shit. you know his eyes get big as hell too. His eyes just be getting big as hell whenever a big punch land.
Yeah, you can't forget them eyes.
So you came out of there injury free, champ? Not even no hands or nothing?
Oh nah, my hands was sore as hell. But it went on injury. I was perfectly fine. I felt great. I feel like, you know, just
and again, me asking this doesn't mean I think it or don't mean that I wanted it to happen in the fight, but do you think you needed to go to the body more? I see you going to the body. I got literally the highlights on. I see you going with straight rights, uppercuts, everything. Yeah. I'm just asking, now that you've watched it back, you wanted that knockout, do you think a body attack, a fiercer body attack would have played or is this guy just not getting knocked out?
Definitely a fiercer body attack. And what Coach Al was telling me in the corner, and I understood what he was telling me. He was saying, when you go down to the body, don't just place it and land it. He said, really rip that shot and, like, basically punch through him. You know what I'm saying? But in action, you know, I wasn't comfortable just doing it. You know what I'm saying? And I know I was still landing my body shot, so I was just hoping, like, one of these bitches would just be the one to just slip in and get him right there. But, I'm gonna continue to work on my body shots. I feel like I've been getting better throughout the whole last year. But I feel like out of a lot of things that I felt that could have been better, definitely it was that. Like, I could have been really ripping the body and then come to the head. You know what I'm saying? But you live and you learn.
Bro, you landed so many straight right. I don't know if it was the head because you hit him with so many straight rights, which is my next question. Like, are you telling yourself during the fight, like, let me throw 1, 2, 3. Let me make sure it's a 4-punch combination. Or is your punch selection based off the opening? Because it just feels like, again, it's never a 1 or a 2-punch situation. It's always like, you're like 1, 2, 3 or 1, 2, 3 to the body or one, oh, here goes another right hook to the body. It's like, you know, you're not just doing the basic.
Right. See, like, I can't say that because I'm going to basically, I'm going to say this. And people be saying this, but this really facts right here for me. Speaking for me, and my combination punches, I be already knowing those punches for the most part are going to land before I throw them, because I probably already put myself in a position to like, yeah, when I'm right here, I know that right hand going to be right there. I done watched plenty of tape, and I feel it. Mm. You know what I'm saying? It's like a feeling for me. So before I throw it, I do something and I let it go, and it'll be there. But not only that, if I miss, I make sure my shit's still tight so I won't over miss and I'm still right here. That's why I still can like catch and shoot and shit like that, because I'm not overshooting nothing. I'm putting it right there. And before I throw that combination, I'm knowing that shit gonna land. Sometimes if we punch it in the midst of things, like how it's trading with them, that's off instinct. Mm. But like right before, that's IQ. But in the midst, that's straight instinct. I see that shit.
Are you were you a bit uncomfortable that you didn't have the full corner there, or was that not an issue and something that you were prepared for?
It's not an issue at all. Again, I'm a professional at the end of the day, and you know, the businessman gonna get through things. And going into camp, I sat my coaches down and we spoke about how we was going to do these fights coming this time. And we got in training camp and we trained with the coaches that was going to be in each other corner. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't really no big difference from Bo Mack not being there. You know what I'm saying? Coach Al is a legend. Like, shit, that was the best substitute I could have ever done. No bullshit. That shit was so smooth, so easy. And they said the same thing about me. They said I made their job easy, so. The corner was amazing, like as if it was Bo Mack.
I want to ask Key about a couple upcoming fights. You know, I'm going to be honest, just as a fan of the sport, I felt that the second half of last year wasn't the best. You know, definitely there was some very, very good cards and, you know, some
Could we stay on his division before you go to predictions? Because got to talk about Frank Martin.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about
same division. Yep. He just fought and beat Michelle Rivera, it's dropped him to number 12, and you're 11.
I mean, yeah, you just know.
You know what?
You know, it's the street.
I mean, Schofield's on a different side of the street, and we got him. This is Keyshawn's quote.
I mean, you know, it was the whole.
I also feel like we had you in studio, and you told me a couple things. First things first, I said, Key, why you or do you fear that you won't that you gonna be in that Terrence Crawford situation? You told me flat out, I'm not Terrence Crawford. You know, Top Rank needed to learn who Crawford was. They know who I am because of my amateur background, and it's showing. Look at his resume. Look at your ranking. It's showing. You literally said maybe 10, 11, or 12 fights, you'll be a champion. That's a totally different route than Terrence Crawford. Right. So I think I also talked to you about cross promotion, and you made it clear that, again, it's, you know, you're an attraction, and you know what in this sport is entertainment. So I think that's why those doors are not closed. Do you believe there's sides of the street for yourself?
When it comes to, like, okay, me and Frank Martin, we both know, and the fans know that ain't nobody really going to beat us. Like, only people that can jeopardize our record is the Devin Haney's, the Tanks, the all those people of the world. But when it comes to, like, all the other fights, we should win. So me and Frank Martin already building our fight up right now. 5 years from now, that shit might be crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, and that both sides of the street shit ain't even gonna matter no more. You know what I'm saying? Fuck 5 years from now. A year and a half from now, fucking if I become a world champion this year, if you become a world champion this year, come on now, a little build up. Like, that fight can be like right there. You feel what I'm saying?
Key.
But I want to be the fighter, like, just speaking on the size of the street shit so the fans can understand me. Like, I want to be the fighter that fuck all that up. Like, I want to be the fighter where I get my world title. I'm calling everybody. I don't care. Like, I don't care about, I just want to fight. I want to rumble. Like, real shit, cuz. Like, I just want to fight, you feel me? I want to be that fighter just to fuck all that up. Everybody about to start fighting, fucking with me. Like, I want to be that person.
Key, You speak on obviously getting a potential title shot either at the end of this year, beginning next year. So for you, pretty safe to say that after the Lomachenko fight, Devin moves up?
Yeah, I mean, I think he big, bro. Like, that last weigh-ins, he looked crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think he want to keep making that weight. You feel what I'm saying? But shoot, I'm not Devin, so I can't speak for him, but I think he's going to move up after that. If not, the only fight to make is Shakur. You know what I'm saying? So if he want to do that, he's going to do it.
Damn, you don't think the Tank fight is a more appealing fight, being in his position?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah, for sure. For sure it is. I mean, for anybody it is. But, I mean, like you said, the size of the street shit.
I mean, he's a free agent after Loma, so... He could hypothetically. You know.
But also at the same time, Tank fought at 140 too. So
He did.
The fight could be
40. Yeah, but obviously
it won't be for all the belts.
It won't be for all the belts, and that's his leverage, right? Like if one guy's on pay-per-view.
I understand all that, but look how boxing is nowadays. The biggest fight at 135 is not for a world title.
What fight is that?
Ryan Garcia and Tank.
That ain't even happening at 135. It's 136. Technically 140 because it's 136. Remember, if you don't make weight, okay, you at the division above.
Okay, but at the end of the, like, okay, whatever. Even if that fight was at 135, they still wouldn't have no belts. They just fighting because they two big stars.
Tank got the regular, though.
And he ain't even defending it.
Yeah, I understand all of that, but y'all know exactly what I'm trying to say.
I do know what you're saying. That's the biggest fight. We say the same thing. We just phrase it different. We say in and around that division.
Hold on.
Because Tank fights everywhere.
Yeah, matter of fact, I want your thoughts on something. Which fight do you believe is the biggest fight? Tank Ryan or Earl versus Bud? And when I say the biggest, I'm talking about all things considered.
For sure, Terrence and Earl. For sure.
Damn.
So how many pay-per-view buys you think that does?
Man, I ain't into all the numbers and shit like that, but I think that Terrence Earl is bigger for sure. I just feel like it had a way longer build-up. I'm out here. You know what I'm saying? So people out here are still talking about that.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, they know Tank and Ryan too, for sure. Well, in my community, they know Tank. They don't really know Ryan. You know what I'm saying? So Terrence and Earl, that's like our community. You know what I'm saying? So like, it's like everybody is still talking about that shit. Like, yo, when they gonna fight? I don't really hear too much of that at Tank and Ryan. They both mega fights. I think it's gonna be the Terrence and Earl.
Champ, I need your thoughts. You know Earl's fighting Keith next, allegedly.
All right.
You knew that?
Yeah, I heard.
You knew it was at 54?
Nah, I ain't know that.
It's going to be at 54, champ.
Even though Keith, this is mandatory at 47.
Why he do that? He don't want to make the weight?
He told Brian Custard, I don't know. He ain't tell Brian Custard that, right? I was going to say something different. After that second accident, that's all we know. He was supposed to have a fight and announce it 3 days after that accident or 3 days before that accident, he said on Showtime. But because of that accident, that announcement didn't take place. So the one we got is that he's fighting at 54.
And then the WBC has...
Yeah, but he don't need those details because, you know, that's political shit. Okay. Just like your thoughts on him not defending the belts, but instead fighting Keith at 54.
I can only imagine after he beats Keith Thurman at 54, then he probably won't be a mandatory for him at 47. Would that work like that?
Yeah, he's not going to be. The WBC, we interviewed the president, and he left it wide open. He left it. This was the president's answer to us live. He said, we're going to let him fight. We're going to sanction the fight. We're going to see who wins, and we'll assess after the win what both men want to do. Because he left it open and said, you never know if Earl wants to stay at 54 or Thurman wants to stay at 54 or vice versa. They both want to come down. So they just going to let the fight happen and then figure it out.
And then he said that he would potentially count it
as a mandatory
defense, depending how the fight goes. So
exactly. So that, all that is really protected a moneymaker, killing two birds with one stone. Just you getting the mandatory out the way and not making it harder for yourself going at 147, just fighting at 54. So it's really just killing two birds at one stone for real, controlling their side of the street. I mean, shit, ain't nothing wrong with that.
As a fighter, you think he moved up to 54? He's been at 47 his entire career. Does he even fight Bud at 47 for all the belts? Again, because you just made it clear that big fights don't need belts.
Right. I mean, for that fight, hell no. For that Pacquiao Floyd fight, nobody talking about, this is for the world title. Hell no. They were just saying Floyd and Pacquiao is fighting.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. To answer your question.
But to be fair, though, you know, Floyd and Pacquiao were also two individuals that at the time, they couldn't walk down the street without being mobbed by individuals. That's not really the case for like Terrence and Earl. And that's why personally I believe that Tank and Ryan is a bigger fight because they're just two more commercially known individuals. You get what I'm saying? So when Tank fought, I'm sure you saw at least one person when Tank fought earlier this month, people thought it was Ryan because they got the same last name. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like they reach to the people more. You don't think that was the case with Floyd and Pacquiao? They was just worldwide known. Like, people wanted it regardless. People don't know about a BC, a BO, a BA. You know what I'm saying? There's boxes out here. It's boxes out here with NBA belts.
ABF.
No, brother. It is a NBA boxing. It's a National Boxing Association.
Oh, yeah. Out of Florida.
Wherever they from, but it ain't the NBA everybody else knows is what I'm saying. Like, people don't, like, at that level, I don't think people care.
Yeah,
at that level, people don't care. I mean, and you probably also right. Tank and Ryan probably is a bigger fight. You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely an argument, I feel like. It ain't no blowout.
I don't think it's a better fight. I do want to be clear. I don't think it's a better fight. Terrence Crawford and Errol Spence, I believe, is one of, if not the best fight to be made in the sport. I do believe that is the way better fight. You know,
unless Ryan shocks the world.
Yo, if Ryan shocks,
it's worth,
does he have a chance? How much of a chance do you give Ryan Garcia, Keyshawn, against Tank Davis? Break down that fight for us. It's not often that people get to hear, the businessman speak boxing.
This is what I can only imagine. I imagine Ryan jumping on Tank ass for round one. Hey, I'm in an interview. Give me like 5. I can imagine Ryan jumping on Tank for round one. I can't imagine Ryan coming out and backing up. I don't see that out of Ryan. I think you let Tank come forward just that easy, then Tank gonna start getting him a rhythm. I think Ryan gonna back him up and just try to keep him off balance and just try to keep Tank as uncomfortable as possible. Within, like, Tank still trying to box him, stay in the middle of the ring and keep control, find his distance because Ryan is rangy. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like as the fight goes on, as both of their jitters go down and things just start settling down to a fight, I feel like Tank is just going to be edging those rounds. You know what I'm saying? I think Tank just going to be getting to the punch faster. I think Tank defense is just a little bit crispier than Ryan Garcia's. And Tank also got great angles. And I just feel like round by round, Tank just going to be edging it. But it's not going to be hard. Like, I really think that fight is 50-50. I think that fight is 50-50. I'm edging it to Tank, though, because of just his skill and his ability.
Does it go the distance?
It's hard because, honestly, both guys got that explosion, that explosive power, both of them. You know, so it's hard. It's really hard saying that shit go the distance, but it's also hard saying both of them gonna knock one another out. Like, it's hard saying Ryan knock Tank out and the other way around.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? So, in your opinion, do you feel that Luke Campbell just happened to catch Ryan? You know,
I take that back. I was gonna say before he even said that. I see Tank knocking Ryan out for sure, but I think It's just gonna be harder for Tank because he's just smaller. Like, he's really gonna have to catch this man. Luke Campbell is already right there with him. He just put the shot right there and he landed it and dropped him. I think Tank is just gonna be a little bit harder for him. Styles make fights.
I mean, it did. You bringing up the size, you know, it took him 11 with Mario Barrios, you know, who couldn't get.
Yeah.
Who Keith Thurman couldn't get out of it.
And Keith Thurman couldn't knock out Barrios at welterweight. So remember.
Comparison.
Hey, Tank power is crazy. Like, I understand all that shit. You feel me? But
no, Keith,
I believe it. I from the amateurs, like, I know this kid can really fucking fight. I was right there watching Ryan and Devin fight. Ryan can fight. Like, he can fight. Straight like that. Like, he was a name in the amateurs. You know what I'm saying? So he can fight. I just don't see Tank going there and knocking his kid out.
You just said you can't see him knock him out.
But that's good. That's making 50-50.
This is what I'm saying when I said that. I don't just see Tank going and knock him out. Like, it's going to be a tough fight. Mm-hmm. Like, he's going to have to work
for the knockout. Okay.
So, champ, I wanted to go back to when you said Ryan gonna come out there and go right at Tank. So like Rolly did, like those first four rounds, you think it's gonna be like that?
Yeah, I think he's gonna be right there for Tank, making a miss, trying to stay in front of his face, controlling his distance because he's a taller and rangier fighter. What's the point of you backing up from a dude that's shorter than you? You giving up your own ground. That's tall man 101. I'm a fighter. I know how this shit go. If I'm fighting a short dude, I'm not fucking backing up. When I'm backing up, you gotta come through my punches, boy. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's you're giving up your own ground. That's why you see Ryan always just stepping to dudes. Because at the end of the day, they gotta step to him. He don't have to step to him.
I want your thoughts, a couple other things before we let you go. Shakur Stevenson is number, I want to say, 3 in the WBC rankings.
He is number 3.
Number 3 in the WBC rankings. Just your thoughts on all the people turning the fight down.
Isaac Cruz, number 2. His father said no, so Shakur had to move on to William Cepeda, number 4. Golden Boy said no, so Shakur had to go to Shinshiro Yoshino at number 5. But not before talking to Gambosos, who publicly said he won't be fighting Shakur either.
Don't know why I won't fight Shakur, but I'm the bad guy when I hype some shit up. Don't know why I won't fight Shakur. That's what it sounds like. I can't speak on the other guys, but outside looking in, it sounds like don't know why I won't fight Shakur.
I was going to ask, what do you think of his upcoming fight, April 8th, against Shushiro Yoshino?
I feel like, I honestly, truly feel like, and y'all know, I'm not no biased person. Like, even when I so-called don't fuck with somebody, I still see the good in them and be like, yo, he's still good at this, down the third. I honestly feel like, outside of Tank, don't nobody want to fight Shakur, like, skillfully, like. Like I said, I seen these guys in the amateurs. We was all together amateurly. Everybody already know what Shakur do. Shakur been fucking shit up crazy since amateurs, and he's pro now. Don't nobody really want to fight Shakur. These guys know Shakur. Like, I think he's the real, like, and it's not no me being biased. I just think, like, he's, like, y'all get the smile and the dimples and the light skinness and the curly hair of food. Nah, that dude ain't really nothing to play with, for real.
Even though I don't think it happens at 35, you don't even think Devin Haney would want that fight?
I think Devin Haney wants to fight because he knows it's a big fight. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think he wants it at 35.
Yeah, I don't think.
But I can't.
Yeah, man.
But I don't think he wants it.
How big do you think Shakur can get?
He can get to like 140. Maybe even 47.
And the reason I'm asking, because it wasn't just, 2 weeks ago, and that wasn't the first time, but, you know, we saw the recent pictures of him and Bud, you know, getting some rounds in. And I know that you have been very close to Shakur throughout the year. I found out about you because of Shakur. So, you know, I just wanted your opinion on your thoughts on how high he can get. I mean, he's already third division that he's moved up to, so.
Yeah, man, he told me he can get to 147. I said, 47, nigga? He was like, bro, I promise you.
How big can you get,
kid? I said, oh, yeah. Shit, I think I can get to 54.
How tall are
Honestly,
you?
Honestly, I think I'm 5'9". I'm taller than Terrence.
Yeah, 54.
You feel me? Like, the way my body is, I just carry, like, mass. I carry muscle mass. You know what I'm saying? I'm not no skinny type dude. So, I think I can get to 54.
How long you think you staying at 35?
I've already been there for a year.
What's your goal?
So, my goal is to be world champion at 35 for at least 2 years. Become champion. Keep that title for a year. And then do a whole nother year just defending it. Just a stamp shit, you know?
Okay.
So another three to 4 years.
So that means So that means you definitely got that, like they definitely got to get you cross promotion fights. Like you got, you gonna have to fight like JoJo Diaz, William Cepeda, because the other names are gonna move up. Devin, like Vasil's already 30 something. Like these, you know, if you're gonna stick around, win a title and defend it, who do you, and matter of fact, who do you plan on winning the title from and defending versus who? You know who's in your division.
Honestly, this thing's so tricky because Devin Haney got all of them. And
this would be hypothetically him moving up.
Yeah, because the world pretty much feels that he's after Loma, he's moving up. That'll be
so
30
now
fights.
It'll be four vacant titles. They're gonna go back to their sanctioning bodies. The highest ranked fighters will fight for them. Who does Keyshawn fight? And then if he won, who does he defend it versus that year? Because I would love to hear who you plan on fighting versus throwing names at you.
I can see myself fighting for the title. I can see myself fighting George Kambosos. Mm. I think they'll give him a shot. He lost to Devin Haney. It's a good loss. I can see him giving him another shot if he wants it. Top five. I'm just trying to make sense out of it because I don't see that cross the street fight happening anytime soon. Nick, we just all know the politics of this game. So for my first world title, I don't see me fighting like Isaac Cruz or Frank Martin.
What about Lomachenko? You know? Lomachenko's at the top of everybody's rankings.
This is how I think about it. Like they've been building that. I put everything in perspective. They've been building that Shakur Stevenson and Lomachenko shit kind of for years now.
Mm-hmm.
Devin Haney just got for him. You know what I'm saying? So I could imagine them making that mega fight for a belt.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So that X's out Lomachenko, of course Shakur. So it's like, who else on that our side of the street or with Oscar De La Hoya that people that be bouncing around, Peter Carr, people be bouncing around off cards that I could get to? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nah, you make sense.
So only first, like Nakathili, like I said, Jermaine Ortiz, like it's like, I mean, who else after Lomachenko and Shakur?
Well, Jermaine Ortiz is a good name.
What'd you make of his performance against Loma?
You think he'd be willing to fight you? Would he feel like, I don't know. You think he'd be willing to fight you?
Kambosos?
Nah, Jermaine Ortiz.
Jermaine? He fought Lomachenko. Why would he want to fight me?
That's a great fight.
I'm a youngin' in this game. Like, I wouldn't be, like, all them guys should want to fight me. I'm a youngin', like.
How'd you think Jermaine did against Lomachenko?
Oh, he did fantastic. He looked great. Like, I feel like he shocked the boxing world in a way.
Yeah, I would agree.
Like, outside of me fighting Nakathili, I'd love to see them fight. Like, shit, like, who will win that one? That's a good fight, too.
Yeah, he actually wants that fight, according to his team. They've been asking for the Nakathili fight.
Shit, that's great. I don't blame him. You know, Nakathili, like I said, he a problem right now. You know what I'm saying? And I love to fight him.
Hopefully, that...
You think Jermaine can beat Nakathili in your eyes?
I give it to Nakathili, honestly. Jermaine, he quick, though. He fast, though. And he can box. But I think a special talent can only beat Nakathili.
You think it's by knockout or decision?
Nakathili versus Jermaine?
Yep.
I think it's decision. I think Jermaine got solid defense. Also, I just feel like he can fight too. So I think it's gonna be a decision for sure.
Keyshawn, really quick before we do let you go, want your thoughts on the fight we was just speaking, Vasil Lomachenko, Devin Haney. How do you see that play out? And I've seen you make comments about how something about Lomachenko bringing up the weight or calling Devin a heavyweight in the ring. What was your thoughts on that? And what are your thoughts on the fight itself?
I got Devin all the way, just skillfully in his youth. it's just going to play a big part. And what I said about what Lomachenko had said, him calling, you know, Devin Haney a heavyweight, I just feel like, you know, his confidence is depreciating. I feel like, you know, he an older fighter now, you know, and I don't think he believes in himself as much as he used to did when he was back beating Garry Russell, and, you know, the up and coming Lomachenko was scary. Mm. You know, I don't really get that same feeling from him now. You know what I'm saying? I still think he's a great fighter. He's going to, whenever he retired, he's going to be missed. You know what I'm saying? But as of right now, in this moment, I don't think he would really believe in himself as much as he did.
Champ, you're going to be amazing behind the mic, man. I ain't fronting. Nah, I'm not fronting, man. You are articulate and you know how to get your point across, man. And you're a very good talker. I got a couple questions here. One from David Maldonado.
Let me get my last one off so you could, you know, do
it. Go for it. But that's sincere, though, man. I love the way you broke down all the fights earlier, whatever. I mean, and you answer our questions so thoroughly, though. No, because it's true. A lot of guys just give you these, you know, generic answers, bro. Thank you. It's appreciative.
Last thing for me, Keyshawn, I don't think you have to, because obviously you're doing phenomenal things and look to continue to do phenomenal things. But deep down inside, do you one day, you know, wish for an Andy Cruz scrap?
Hell yeah. That's the only thing. That's the only monkey on my back in this boxing world. Mm. Andy Cruz. They was trying to. Never mind, I ain't gonna get into that. But yeah, like, man. I think, you know, boxing world, they always gonna have something to say, and they know, like, okay, I lost to him a lot of times in the amateur. So, you know, I'm doing so great. So they just gonna keep throwing that in front of my face.
Yeah, I mean,
which is cool because they keeping that fire in me. You know what I'm saying? But hell yeah, like.
I mean, man. I'm gonna be honest. I feel like as long as you're doing your thing, I don't think nobody really gonna bring the shit up. I mean, look at Shakur.
Don't nobody bring up Floyd's loss.
Yeah, look at Shakur. Bro. You know what I'm saying? And if anything, Robesi
has taught us that just because you're good in the amateurs, you know, we don't know that it's gonna. And don't get me wrong, he's panned out now.
Yeah,
he's killing it now. But you know that. Yeah. Look, anything can happen in the pros. It's not the amateurs. You know?
Yeah, but what I got really to, like, me and Andy Cruz had build up fights for years. Like, Shakur and Robesi, that wasn't really a build up fight. In the Olympics, people just knew it was two great boxers about to fight for the finals. One was Cuba, one was USA. That always makes for a great finals.
Really?
That was his second time going to the Olympics, Robesi. But it wasn't no build up. What I'm trying to say is, me and Andy Cruz fought.
Yeah, I was going to say because you guys have fought more. No, I was saying because you guys have fought multiple times before the gold medal match.
Yeah, exactly. So going into the Olympics, it was already built up. It was a mega fight. Mm. So the shit is just now that I'm pros and I lost to him every time. It's like, I feel like even if he don't go pro and I can retire, they still going to be like, well, yeah, he still never beat that Andy Cruz kid. Real shit.
This is why I like you behind the mic. You see, people wouldn't say that, man. That's hilarious. I don't know, man. Because nobody bring up Floyd's loss, man. I know. It's 54. Listen, champ, we're on a minute deadline. So answer these last for the people as quick as possible. We only got 6 minutes left before they cut us. David Maldonado, New York City, says, how do you feel about Shakur Stevenson not being treated as the face of Puerto Rican American boxing, and how did you really score the Teofimo Lopez versus Sandor Martin fight?
Okay, I'm gonna talk about the fight first because I didn't watch the fight. Honestly, I didn't watch it. All I can say is from that fight, T.O., he gotta get his mental right. Once he gets his mental right, he gonna be back to T.O. Everybody sees that shit.
But did you score it, champ?
He said he ain't see it.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I ain't watch it.
Okay.
I'm not even gonna lie. I didn't watch it. I didn't. Okay. I'm sorry.
No, that's all good. That's all good.
Yeah, but Shakur, I told Shakur before he went pro, I was 17. I said, Shakur, I think you should start, you know, claiming that you're Puerto Rican because, you know, you're going to have a lot of Puerto Rican fans. They're going to love you and this, that, and the third. And I guess he didn't understand what I was saying at first. And it was like, what, like his first time popping out, like actually like really claiming Puerto Rico. He came to me. He was like, he right, man. I'm going to start, you know, I'm going to start doing it more. You feel me? But I just feel like if Shakur would have, you know, really embraced him early on, then they would have embraced, the country would have embraced him. You know what I'm saying? But I don't think it's too late because at the end of the day, you still Puerto Rican. That's still your culture.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like he just need to keep reaching out. You know what I'm saying? So they can embrace him.
Eventually, Shakur is going to have that power, man. You know, where he can do what he wants. And he just got to, you know, when he does have that power, have Top Rank, take him to Puerto Rico, do a fight in Puerto Rico, you know. I got one from James Benitez. I think you are a talented and extremely gifted fighter, and I know you want to smoke. No, you want the smoke, but I don't think you will have a chance at 135 due to Shakur going to be the face of Top Rank at 135. So why not go to 140? Why not take the Heisman night from Tio?
140 and the Heisman night don't really got nothing to do with anything, but to answer your question, like I said before, Keyshawn Davis is going to do what he wants to do. I don't look at other people's plans and adjust my plans off them. God got a plan for me. He always had a plan for me. The reason why I'm up here, you know me, you asked me this question right here. God got a plan for me, and I'm not running from nothing that he got planned out for me.
Canna in Nebraska says, this past weekend, Floyd Schofield took a unanimous decision over Alberto Mercado. With all that back and forth banter, when do you envision that fight happening? Thanks for coming on the show.
Me and Floyd, I feel like if Floyd would have, you know, looked great, knocked that dude out Saturday, used jabs, and just looked so spectacular, then we could have probably afforded this year, honestly. The reason why I started hyping it up this year. But being that we all can see that he just got a lot of grooming to do, then he probably is never going to get to me because I don't got no time to slow down.
Lids Low in Decatur, Georgia. What up, fella? Man, I appreciate your eagerness to fight and with anyone. I want that kid Austin fight. Make it happen for us fans. Appreciate you coming on the Boxing Voice and for talking that talk.
Hey, it's crazy because, like, first it was Ryo. No.
90 seconds.
It's all in 1 year now. First it was Mark Castro. Then it was Ryo. Then it was Frank Martin. Now it's Floyd Schofield. Like, y'all just love me, huh? Y'all just must know I'm great. Y'all want to see me fight all the top prospects. Every time it's a new prospect, oh, shit, fight Keyshawn. Y'all love me, man. Just say that. Y'all love me, man.
I definitely love you, Key. I love you so much, I don't want you to get cut. 2-minute warning. Give out your social media before the producers cut the lights on us.
Hey, man. Shouts out to the Boxing Voice. Follow me on Instagram, Business Keyshawn. My YouTube, Keyshawn Davis. Twitter, Keyshawn Davis, the number 8. Shouts out the Davis brothers. Our Instagram, DB3 Enterprises. Shouts out Kelvin Keon Davis, man.
Thank you so much, champ. This was amazing.
Appreciate it, Key.
Yes, sir.
All right.
All
and
right.
We're out, ladies and
tomorrow
gentlemen.
Tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
We literally
Pacific,
have no time left.
9 a.m. Eastern.
And that's GTO, Instagram and Twitter.
Ringwalk Danny, the Boxing Voice. We out.
Peace. That was dope, man. He's an interview.
Make no mistake, Trump-backed Bernie Moreno was a MAGA mistake for black families in Ohio.
We're not going to replace racism in this country from decades ago with a new form of racism, which is what DEI is.
If Bernie Moreno was elected senator, he will support the MAGA playbook and implement the thinly disguised racist Project 2025 agenda. That means ending diversity, equity, and inclusion programs that exist to correct the impacts of racism. MAGA extremists like Moreno believe programs that have helped our families are entitlement programs, but they have no problem giving their buddies a boost by passing more tax giveaways for rich folks like themselves. Black Americans like me have worked hard and persevered in fighting for a fair shot. We've come too far to let self-serving extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. That's why we must re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. He has fought for equal opportunity for black families and will continue to do so. Go to OhioVoterGuide.org and register by October 7th. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. Moreno is a MAGA mistake for black families. If Moreno is elected senator, he'll push to eliminate diversity, equality, and inclusion programs as part of the racist MAGA Republican Project 2025. We've come too far to let extremists like Bernie Moreno take us back. MAGA Moreno is a mega mistake for Ohio. Register to vote by October 7th at OhioVoterGuide.org and re-elect Senator Sherrod Brown. Paid for by Win Senate, which is responsible for the content of this ad. WinSenate.org, not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee.